Früher waren wir Fans, heute sind wir Mentoren. Willkommen zurück in Hogwarts, dieses Mal live und mit Gänsehaut für die ganze Familie. Bei Harry Potter und das verwunschene Kind. Seid dabei, wenn eure Kinder ihren ersten Zauber spüren und erlebt Magie wie nie zuvor. Ihr spart jetzt bis zu 30% und Muggel unter 18 sogar 50% auf harrypottertheater.de, der offiziellen Seite.
Everybody want to know what I would do if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know.
So keep your love. I don't get enough of it. Jesus just rose again.
Listen to the kids.
Welcome to Watching the Throne,
a lyrical analysis of Kanye West.
My name is Chris Lambert.
And I am a patriot of the United States, Travis Bean, and we are here to discuss our future president, Kanye West.
Yeah, man, what an announcement.
A wild weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a wild, 2 weeks since Kanye's come back to Twitter? And, like, he's just been dropping information and like bombshells from everything from like God's Country to Wash Us in the Blood, the animated Kids See Ghost show, the Yeezy Gap, like finally the release of the Foam Runners, doing some like portrait art using still lifes and posing with Elon Musk, and now a presidential announcement.
And I'm excited about all of that, but what I'm most excited about is the fact that Kanye always does this kind of shit when he's about to drop an album. Like, he makes sure he's in the headlines, he's causing a little controversy. I can only assume that means God's Country is coming very soon.
Well, yeah, that's really the crux and, like, cuts right to the heart of this argument, though, right? Like, so many people are responding to the presidential announcement and taking it as it is. And you can very much do that. But when you know Kanye, right? Like, yeah. Before every album release, there's this ramping up of grabbing attention, whether it's social media attention, just all the attention. And yeah. We saw it in 2016. We saw it in 2018. We saw it again in 2019, building up to the release of Jesus is King. All the way back to like 2013, Yeezus, 2010. Just Kanye knows how to position himself to where he doesn't have to do any marketing. Like, yeah, it's just him being active in the world.
And the best part of it, you know, especially us as Kanye fans, but also us people who like dissect his albums and are figuring out what Kanye's trying to say in his albums, his like public rhetoric always seems to coincide with what the album is about. Like, you know, in 2018, he's talking about mental illness, mental slavery, like that's all Ye and Kids See Ghosts. He's talking about God, religion, his reconnection with his faith, like Jesus is King comes out. You could trace it back to feel like every one of his albums, and fittingly, you know, he's running for president and his album's called God's Country. Like, it's going to be really fun to pick apart that album and kind of connect it to his talking points these days.
Yeah, the idea of hashtag 2020 vision, right? I think that may be one of the ways that we might be looking at summarizing God's Country is just, this is Kanye's vision in 2020. This is his vision for America. This is his vision
his if platform.
He was president. Yeah, which, oh man. I guess right there, do you think that this is a serious announcement of a presidential candidacy? Mm.
Yeah, I mean, this is, to me, is the beautiful thing about Kanye is that he's always serious. Like, he is. Like, of course, Kanye is running for president. Like, we can get into the logistics of that, whether or not he can actually run for president. But the great thing about Kanye is that doesn't matter. Like, logistics don't matter. Practicality doesn't matter. He's running for president because he can, and he's going to be loud and proud about it. And that's really the point of anytime Kanye does anything like this, is to prove he can do it and to show anybody that wants to be president that you can too. And that's why we love him.
Right. And I guess, like, getting into the logistics of it, it did come out that in the wake of this, some outlets and even people were doing some of the legwork. And according to Newsweek, the filing deadline for independent candidates to appear on the November general election ballot has passed in Alabama, Illinois, Montana, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, and Texas, which would mean that we wouldn't be able to vote with a Kanye ballot, you know?
And he has to register with the Federal Election Commission. He needs to actually present a platform. He needs to have enough signatures to even get on the ballot in November. Like, okay, yeah. And this is really the difference between, like, media and, like, because media never really are about dissecting the art or an artist's intention. Like, they're literally looking at the logistics and the, like, looking at it, taking it at face value and saying, like, can Kanye actually run for president, when it's not really what this is about. Like, it's about Kanye making a statement. It's about Kanye getting in front of people and giving people motivation. Like, it's what he always does. I mean, not that he wouldn't run for president. Like if Kanye actually ran for president and actually won, it's like he would back out and be like, oh, no, I was kidding. I was just trying to motivate people. Like, no, he'd be fucking president. But until that happens, like, he's just being Kanye.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a strange... Nah.
Yeah, it won't be strange at all.
I think this is in line with what we've seen with Kanye in the past, where he announces a position that he has, and at first it seems crazy to people. And then slowly over time, it starts to make more sense.
When does that ever
become
happened?
More justified? And you can go all the way back to the beginning of Kanye's career from that, right? He was just a kid in Chicago who wanted to be a big artist, and people told him no. But then he's a producer making beats for Jay-Z, winning Grammys. Then he wants to be a rapper, and everybody's like, no, you're just a producer.
Yeah.
And then he's the, like, best-selling rapper in the world. And then he wants to get into fashion, and they tell him, no, you're just a rapper. Look how that's gone. Like, wants to deal with Adidas or Nike, and they tell him no, and then look how that's gone. It's just time and time again. The comparisons to Walt Disney, Ford, Howard Hughes, Steve Jobs. Like, when he first made those comparisons, which I think was 2015, the same night that he announced that he was going to run for president in 2020, everybody just kind of rolled their eyes. And mm-hmm. now here we are 5 years later, and he's worth billions of dollars yeah. and is, like, legitimately making strides that would change industry in America. Like, that's amazing. So the presidential thing, even if it's not coming to fruition in 2020, the fact that he keeps returning to it, like, makes that 2024 effort seem a little bit more realistic.
Yeah, and I think the other important thing to remember is that, again, not to take away from Kanye, like, I know he's actually running for president, but I feel like a big reason he made that tweet and changed the year from 2024 to 2020 was his way of unendorsing Donald Trump, like, because forever, like, that's why he had pushed it to 2024. Like, he liked Trump and he wanted Trump to stay there, but after Trump gave that, to put it mildly, insane speech about how we need to live with COVID and just Trump's general rhetoric lately, like, it really seems Kanye looked at it and said, like, this doesn't vibe with my message anymore, and, like, my reconnection with God and my belief that, like, you know, a faith in God can, like, fix this country. Like, he looks at Trump and doesn't see that anymore. So now he's running for president. And I really kind of think that was probably the biggest reason he put that tweet out, was to say, like, hey, like, I'm no longer backing this guy.
Yeah, that's, I mean, because from 2015 into 2018, he's saying 2020, 2020, 2020, until he gets the meeting with Trump, right? Mm-hmm. And then he starts changing to 2024, out of respect for Trump. And okay, like, especially when you like the guy, I get it, or you're trying to maneuver to get Kim some latitude with the guy in order to have her get people released from prison, First Step Act. There's the whole theory that he was just playing chess with Trump. But regardless, yeah, he had been on that 2024 announcement out of respect for Trump all the way up until yesterday or 2 days ago, whenever he, 2 days ago when he announced that. So that's my major takeaway from it, though. I could see somebody arguing, if Kanye was unendorsing Trump, don't you think Kanye would just unendorse Trump? Like, has he ever shied away from saying that? But I do think if you buy into the idea that he's trying to not burn bridges with Trump and maintain some kind of positive relationship just due to everything with getting people out of jail, having Trump's ear, whatever politics he's been playing there, you'd see why he would take a little bit more of a Sun Tzu approach to the announcement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was gonna ask you actually what you thought about all that, like the chess talk, because to me, Kanye is like such an earnest, genuine person. Like, he's never somebody who doesn't say exactly what's on his mind, and he always means what he says. Like, I think some people have this idea that, and I understand why they romanticize this idea, that Trump is just, or Kanye's just getting in Trump's good graces, and he's pretending to like Trump so he could this do this and that and this, which maybe there's some truth to that. But I mean, ultimately, Kanye made it pretty clear that he likes Trump because Trump isn't a politician. Like, Trump reminds Kanye of himself, and he sees power in that, and he thinks he can actually, like, there's a reason he wanted to like befriend Trump and work with him on these issues that he was talking about that day in the Oval Office. Like, to me, for Kanye, it's never been about, like, he hasn't publicly unendorsed Trump because, like, he probably still doesn't unendorse Trump. Like, he still likes him and probably prefers him to Biden, but I don't know. I just wondered, what do you think of all that?
I get torn on it because I do think that it's probably closer to what you're saying, that there is like an honest earnestness in thinking that he could work with Trump and connect with Trump because, hey, we're both celebrities. We're both like outside of politics, and you're in this position. Like, I can bring something to the table. Let's work together. I think that there's probably an idea of how he could work with Trump, benefit from Trump, the inspiration he gets from Trump, without necessarily being a fan of Trump's policies or supporting Trump politically. And that's where you kind of get that tension of, you know, I'm excited to try to work with this guy, and I'm excited that about what he represents, without I'm excited that he's putting kids in cages. I'm excited that he's fucking up the COVID response. Like, I'm excited he's saying all this racist rhetoric. Like, I don't think that's like, right. Yeah, I think it's skewed more to what you're saying. But at the same time, part of me thinks back to 2018 and how so much of what Kanye was tweeting early on were hints to what he was thinking about the album that would eventually come out. It always feels like things that he's tweeting connect to something that we find out about 6 months or a year or 2 years later, and you're like, oh, Kanye tweeted about that, and that was clearly like on his mind back then, whether it's stuff about the simulation or just like artist, where he was mentioning the artist and then we're like, hey, wait, there's this artist mentioned in the song, or something in that vein. So I do think oftentimes what we're getting from Kanye in the public space tends to be a little bit more of performer mode, or a little bit more of the chess game as well. So I wouldn't be surprised if there was something a little bit more Machiavellian about it. But I do think if I'm like putting money on something, it would be much more closer to the scenario you laid out, that it's there was an honest to goodness like appreciation for what Trump represented and what he thought he could work through and get from Trump, much more than just like the purely like, I'm gonna use this guy. But I could see the I'm gonna use this guy being a scenario. Like, I wouldn't rule it out.
I mean, it'd be badass if that's what actually what Kanye did. It just doesn't seem very Kanye.
No, yeah, I go back and forth I go back and forth, but I think it's like 70-30. Mm.
Okay, so what's the plan for today, Chris?
Well, I want to mention one thing, and then we're going to get into some Twitter questions that people had that they were just asking about wanting our opinion on Kanye's presidential announcement. But first, we talked about the missed ballots and Kanye not being able to register. But what's funny is that somebody found that... Where are you? Oh, man. Twitter refreshing. Okay. There are many skeptics who believe that West was pulling some kind of stunt and that the argument has been boosted by the fact that West hasn't filed any of the paperwork. But according to a report, by the BBC News, the only candidate bearing the name Kanye West appears to be a joke. Someone called Kanye D's Nuts West filed in 2015 as a Green Party candidate using the address 1977 Gold Digger Avenue, Sweet Yeezus. D's Nuts West has raised exactly $0 in donations. But it was funny because somebody else tweeted that Kanye at one point followed the leader of the Green Party on Twitter. And he has a song called City in the Sky, or let me find this. It was one of the unreleased songs, which is why I'm very unfamiliar with it. But in it, he talked about going to run for president. Here it is. Oh, God. Twitter on desktop is the worst. Stop reloading. Yeah. Every time I scroll down and go to click, it like jumps in the scroll.
Twitter on your desktop. That's like, you shouldn't be doing that.
It's frustrating. Okay. Sky City was the song. And Kanye had a line that said, I'm running for president. D's Nuts on the ballot. Yeah. Which, so I think it was just Kanye being aware of that,
yeah,
and making the reference to it, which is pretty obscure. But at the same time, I think there are a lot of people that like thought that that was the first thing, and that Kanye secretly registered as a Green Party.
Of course, there are so many Kanye conspiracy theories that they need to just come up with a new word conspiracy. Spelled with a K, like it's a new word, and it applies to Kanye.
That'd be pretty awesome. Pretty fitting, too. Conspiracy. And it just applies to all the media.
Every lie you've been fed.
Yeah, there was a tweet earlier today by Tilly. I can't remember the full at right now. But it was just like, Kanye is not the person who the media like portrays him as. Repeated in caps like over and over again, and it was at like 7,500 likes, which
I mean, it's tough to go up against the media, which could just like regurgitate and fart out fake headlines all they want that completely sells the wrong story, but eventually people are going to do enough digging and find out stuff like what Kanye actually said at TMZ. like, there's just little stuff like that that eventually people are going to realize what Kanye was trying to do, however misguided it may have been.
Yep. Very much so. The narrative on that has already like done a huge change, which is nice. And it's not to say it wasn't without problems, right? It just wasn't as problematic as I think a lot of people initially thought it was.
Exactly.
So let's go through some of these tweets that we've gotten from people asking some questions, and we'll go until we're exhausted. So we got, starting off here, Machine Gun Yorkie, yo, saying why he shouldn't. That's the first question.
Okay, so why Kanye shouldn't run for president?
Yeah,
well, I don't see any reason why he shouldn't.
I think the main point people have made is that any third party candidate or third candidate splits the votes. Mm-hmm. And if Biden did have a major lead on Trump, then anybody that's taking votes from either candidate reduces the distance between them in some capacity, meaning that it gives Trump or whoever the lesser candidate is in that situation a better opportunity to perform in those states, which was one of the issues with like Jill Stein in 2016, or Who was the other libertarian that everybody was kind of into in 2016?
The only person I ever think of is Ross Perot. So that's my knowledge of this goes back much further.
I just remember Ross Perot's Saturday Night Live sketches.
That's all you really needed to know about him.
Yeah, tremendous ears. yeah, I think there's usually just a bit of a backlash against any third party candidate, though. Yeah. I would say that like a legitimate third party is what America needs at this point.
I would agree with that. But also, like, if there's any third, like, Kanye would not be the number one third party running an election. Like, there's always going to be third parties that steal away votes. And Kanye is so intensely disliked that I can't, like, people can't be serious when they say that he's going to steal votes away from Biden. Like, that's not simply not true.
They seem pretty serious. And I saw other people saying that if anything, he's going to get people that weren't going to vote to vote. Whether that's a rage vote or just like, you know what, I'm going to vote Kanye. So even the votes that he gets wouldn't necessarily be votes that weren't for or were going to go to Biden or were going to go to Trump.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's like, why would any votes that go to Kanye, like, would be the votes that go to Biden? Like, I would imagine a lot of people would support Kanye and Trump as well. Like, they would group those two together.
Yeah, I think until you hear his, like, platform, if he stays with his platform being more Bernie Sanders inspired, I can see people being like, wait a second. Wait a second. So, yeah, I think that would be the main reason why he should, if you want to take that stance that, like, this election is too important, though at the same time, I don't know, we need third parties to get some shine.
Exactly. I could see that argument. If you support a two-party system and you think Democrats can actually fix everything, then sure, I could see that being a problem.
Yeah. I at least feel like they can fix the immediate mess.
Well, I mean, sure, yeah, we'd clear up some real issues, but I don't know. That's a bigger discussion.
Yeah. Oh, 2024, by all means, even whatever.
Yeah, whatever year.
So then we have Hugh Danzy saying, why not you guys think he's an ideal politician?
Well, I think he's an ideal politician because he wouldn't be a politician. He would just talk like Kanye always talks.
Which gets into like pros and cons, right? Because I think that was one of the things that even when people had reservations about Trump in like 2015, 2016, there was still the allure of the non-politician being able to come in and shake up a system that clearly hasn't been working for people for, I'd say, decades at this point.
Yeah.
And that's one of the allures of it. Like, can you get a non-politician that's actually going to have the impact that we would hope a non-politician would have?
I would say another major advantage of Kanye in this completely foreign world that I don't think will ever happen where Kanye is actually president. But if he did, Kanye has a history of like speaking to people, listening to people, being empathetic. Like, that would be an amazing thing to have in a president.
Yeah, he's absolutely cares for the public. I mean, one of his major things, despite like, oh, he accumulates all this wealth and the people that like hate the wealthy, I get that. You have your stance. But at the same time, Kanye comes from a place where he's always been like talking about people, thinking about people, thinking about social issues, commenting on social issues. And then even with the wealth he's accumulated, what he's looking to do with it is improve systems overall. And I think when you have Kanye that in his career as a producer was improving systems, as a rapper was improving the system, as a fashion guy has been improving the system. It's like everywhere he goes, he works with high level people and refines and exploits in a positive way the landscapes that haven't been explored and that are ripe for attention and for benefit. I feel like every industry he's been a part of has benefited due to his presence. And as you said, a lot of it relates to his ability to form teams, work with teams, identify talent, motivate that talent, and get results. So I mean, is that the thing that everybody praises Lincoln for all the time? that book of like team of rivals, right, is the big thing. If like the team you assemble is the thing that helps you achieve greatness, I think there are very few people that have shown that they can assemble a team that achieves greatness more so than Kanye.
Oh my God, his cabinet would just be unreal.
I can't even begin to, like, that's the thing too. Like, Kanye respects expertise. Like, I feel like he would be bringing in, like, some really amazing people.
Elon Musk would be on it for sure.
Elon would definitely have some kind of position, which would get people in an uproar in some capacity. But
that's going to be the other beautiful thing about Kanye. There's always going to be an uproar.
Yeah, I would take his uproars over the current uproars.
I absolutely would.
Man. But could you imagine, like, Kanye, like, how he would, like, what would his speech be if he was dealing with, like, a Mitch McConnell that wasn't letting anything through, or he's like, it's been 2 months since this bill was voted on, like, and you aren't like running it through, like, what the fuck is going on?
He'd probably drop a song about it and it'd be amazing.
That'd be awesome. We have at River Thoughts asking, keeping up with the Kardashians White House style, lol.
Yeah, which, that'd be amazing.
I wonder how that would go. Like, would they continue to film, like, Keeping Up with the Kardashians in the White House? Or would that be something where, like, the officialness of The Office causes Kim to step away from the show?
No, there'd be episodes.
Actually, it would probably make the White House more humanized, right?
Absolutely. That would be the intent.
See the kids running around, Kim interacting with, like, all the staff, all the people, like, going, doing first lady deeds throughout the world. Mm-hmm.
And then I would say at the end of each episode, there's a 10-minute recap where you and I get into a podcast studio and just talk about the episode.
1,000%. We have...
Find a good one?
Yeah, River Thoughts ask again, Kanye talked about wanting to do fashion years ago and everyone laughed at him. Now Yeezys is a sought after brand. Love him or hate him, Kanye knows how to follow through. So just a statement.
Damn straight.
Crowdsourced Ego said, can you please write an article detailing what we know right now and what his policies probably would be like? But I can talk about what his policies probably would be like.
Yeah, go for it.
I mean, I think the biggest indication that we've had was the meeting with Trump in 2018 and then the tweet that he had at the end of 2018 where he talked about what he believed in, and also the Charlemagne the God interview in 2018. But the problem with this, as I start to say it, is that all of these things were 2018 before everything with his rebirth as a Christian. And I do wonder if 2 years of kind of discovering that aspect of himself has changed some of his beliefs, the way that we've seen him change his view on swearing, on porn, on, like, just sex in general, like, on alcohol. Like, are those changes that are a little bit smaller and more personal, would those extrapolate to some of how he views his political platform? But at least at the time, Kanye talked about saying gun control, everybody being able to, I guess, like, marriage equality, like, racial equality. He talked about mental health reform, education reform, manufacturing reform, bringing jobs back to America was a big thing for him.
That'd be a huge one.
And especially, like, mental health reform in terms of, like, government-sponsored mental health and just, like, healthcare reform. He had talked about being aligned with Bernie Sanders' principles. So I think he would rock more towards that area of progressiveness. And even right now, he's still trying to build affordable housing for, like, the homeless or lower-income people. So I think that there would probably be an emphasis on a lot of public and social agendas.
Completely agree. Yeah, I don't have anything to add to that. I was going to say homelessness, actually. Like, that seems to be a huge one that he'd tackle that, as far as I can tell, has ever really been the forefront of any president's platform.
No, I don't know how it is in other places, but here in Austin, it's just becoming like every year more and more of an evident issue for people. You just see more people on the streets, more people trying to, like, outside of the resources that the city's providing because the city can't provide enough resources.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's pretty bad Chicago too, and it gets cold as fuck here, so it's not good.
Yeah, it's a shame. We have Ashish Harry saying, maybe talk about how it's interesting that he's catching heat from both sides. Democrats think he's stealing votes from Biden to get Trump reelected, and how Republicans, even far-right people like Tommy LeHaron, know he's back on the left and are trashing him for it.
Big surprise. The one thing politicians can agree on is how to be terrible.
Yeah, yeah. It was amazing. Like, I put up that poll on Kanye's tweet that was just like, Kanye, Trump, Biden. And the amount of responses by both sides that were just like crazy and conspiracy theory driven of just like, oh, he's trying to help Trump. Oh, he's trying to help Biden.
Yeah.
Oh, we never knew that he was like a real Republican. Oh, he's never been a Democrat. It was all over the place. And then you have like checkmark people on both sides trashing him for opposite views.
I don't even know. Like, I don't even really want to get into it because I don't want to become an enraged individual live on the show. Because I mean, like, this is why I hate politics, like this exact thing. And this idea of like being part of a groupthink and picking sides. And again, I think it gets back to what I said in the beginning. Like, Kanye is just a genuine person. There's never like secret intents. Like, he just is Kanye. He's loud, proud Kanye. And he's just doing what he thinks is right. Trying to assign all these weird narratives, conspiracies to it is just stupid.
Yeah, I feel like that's the thing with everything these days. Like, something happens and immediately it's a conspiracy, right? There's, especially in politics, there's just like each side digs their heels in to whatever view that they want to have, and then it's off to the races.
Ugh. Yeah, it's just so dumb that I can't imagine becoming part of that conversation, or I'd rather just sit back and watch Kanye do his thing.
Right. But will we be able to do that, Travis?
I mean, he's going to be pretty loud between now and November, I'm sure of it.
Yeah. We have I Hate Smunye saying, lyrics of Gorgeous and Hell of a Life, how he may use the White House to fight inescapable price of being black in America.
Yeah, he's been talking about his whole career, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's talked about government. I mean, what he talked about, the government administering AIDS on Heard Him Say.
Mm-hmm.
On Gorgeous, he talks again about government conspiracies against black people. And even on Ego Death, he talks about Plan B was their Plan A to lower our damn votes. So I do think that I think that just points to Kanye's awareness of like social issues and the power government has on social issues, and points to that being probably a major focus that he would look to try, is how do we address these systemic things that affect like the average person?
Yeah, I think that's actually a huge thing Kanye would bring, and if this strange reality ever happened, because he would actually... I think one of the stupid things about politics is like you can never broach big subjects like that. Like, you can't be too vocal about stuff like that is that controversial and polarizing. Honestly, it's probably one of the few good things about Trump, that he seems to have no filter and will address whatever's on his mind. But like, you kind of want that. Like, you don't want politicians to be like shy and like tiptoe around things. Like, if they see something's wrong, like they should use their platform to talk about it. And Kanye definitely would do that.
Yes. Yes, he would. Auld Yin Yang said potential foreign policy stances.
Kanye loves the world. He probably have an amazing foreign policy platform.
Yeah, I feel like it would be the antithesis to Trump's yes. foreign policy platform.
Yeah, just I mean, the opposite of that.
Kanye's been in Mexico recording his album. Like, he goes to Paris to record albums. He loves Japan. Like, loves Japan. I just think he's too inspired by cultures in the world to take a stance that is against that. I feel like, and especially the way he likes to work with people in general, I feel like he would probably look to create some kind of large, like, scale operation that unites countries and brings in what they can do to the picture for some, like, grand project, more so than put us, like, seclude us from the rest of the world.
Yeah, and Kanye's just, like, as you mentioned, like, he's a creative person, and, like, that's really where a lot of his fascination with other countries is rooted in. Like, he would completely do away with this, like, nationalism ideology, like, this idea that you set up shop in the USA, you build a wall, like, you, like, all that matters is, like, where you are. Like, Kanye's not that at all. Like, he would bring in so much influence from other cultures and be so attuned to that. Like, I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, I think the only potential fear would be that he spends way too much on, like, silks, fabrics, tailoring material on imports, you know?
For and sure. It's just like, that would decimate the economy.
Yeah. Like, Kanye, you have stopped importing food and have only been importing things for clothing.
Who needs to eat when you look good?
We have Crowdsourced Ego saying, do you think it's just a stunt he pulls to become part of the political conversation to get taken seriously from the start in 2024? I could definitely see that being mm-hmm. the case. Like, announced now, it's a little too late, but it gets you in people's heads and, like, creates a what if. Like, what if Kanye had run in 2020 that sets up 2024?
Yeah.
Cock FT balls.
Can't wait to hear this question.
Said Defo talk about its ties to God's country, which I think he kind of did. Like,
yeah. Again, like, Kanye would never run, like, a typical platform, like a campaign and everything. Like, Kanye's campaign would just be God's country. It would be him. It would be his music. Like, it's what he always does.
We have Tyler Scruggs saying, I would put some focus on what was discussed between Trump and Kanye at the White House in October 2018, his Make America Great redesign, 13th Amendment trap door, and wash us in the blood versus Trumpism. We talked a little bit about the White House 2018 Make America Great redesign, which was just very progressive in its layout. Like, we should be looking to talk about mental health, education, like, manufacturing reform, like, police reform. I don't think he brought up gun control at that point, education reform, just all these things that were going to be improvements on systems that have been stagnating over the last few decades as Republicans and Democrats haven't been able to come to an agreement on anything of it.
Yeah.
But 13th Amendment trap, oh, that was an infuriating moment, right? Kanye tweets out that the 13th Amendment essentially made slave labor free and that we need to abolish it. But everybody jumped down his throat saying that he wanted to bring back slavery.
Yeah.
And because the 13th Amendment was the amendment that abolished slavery, but it had that clause in there, unless the person was a prisoner.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, that combined with, like, his slavery comments, like, it all amassed together a little bit too cleanly, like, for people to form that narrative around him, which I guess would actually be a really bad thing about him being president, is that he's not always the best communicator, like, has great ideas, but, like, doesn't always, like, relay them properly, which, case in point, the 13th Amendment talking to slavery talk. But, I mean, like, yeah, once we get past, like, that surface stuff and we actually dig into what he's saying, like, those are good things that he was trying to discuss with Trump, with the world, and I would assume that those would be at the forefront of his policy.
Yeah. And then Wash Us in the Blood versus Trumpism. It's, I don't quite know, because I mean, I think about Wash Us in the Blood and I think about two things come to mind. One, the lines about it feeling like the system, and you talked about this in our episode, almost creates a destiny where black people are forced to be thugs, they're forced to sell drugs, and it ends up in genocide, like a form of genocide. It ends up as slavery at the end of the day, and this is a byproduct of the system that we exist in. And the Wash Us in the Blood video really like takes this overview look of where black people are currently in America. Like, so much of his focus is about the chaos of America, mm-hmm. but specifically these things that are afflicting black people in America, from showing Breonna Taylor to Michael Brown. It's really sad. Like, that video is really like shocking and like making me emotional right now, just even thinking about the opening moments with the police brutality. So this idea that Kanye is asking for God to wash us in the blood and purify everything, I mean, it feels like it's built on a lot of where America has been and what's led up to this. But also, this is currently the climate that we're seeing. Like, these aren't historic. A lot of it's not historic footage, right? A lot of it's like very present day. Mm-hmm. And that's very much what's going on in Trump's America. So I do wonder if there's a little bit of like, we need to change things. Like, this isn't good. Is that a direct like critique of Trump or just the larger American system? But
Yeah. It does seem strange, though, that you're making me think about this, that Kanye won't come out and publicly go against Trump. And we let out earlier why he wouldn't do something like that. But I guess it seems strange to me because Kanye's like so actively been going after like liberals, you know, for a bit now. And I guess that's because like they really misconstrued his words for a while. And, you know, the left media liberals like are a big reason why he had such a bad image for a bit, even though he did some of it to himself. Like, I get why he has frustration with liberals, but if he's going to be going after one side so aggressively, like he did for a bit, like, it's surprising that he won't just come out and say like, hey, Wash Us in the Blood is like a condemnation of everything going on right now in Trumpism.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good point. Maybe that shows like some of our bias in it, because both of us, I think, clearly aren't right leaning. And one of the things that we've like failed to discuss in how many minutes have we been talking about Kanye and politics is his like very vocal condemnation of the left and mm-hmm. liberals in that way. And what does that mean for a lot of his policies? And what does that mean for a lot of what he's thinking and feeling?
Yeah. I mean, as you said, though, like policy-wise, like Kanye's very left. His frustrations are really just steeped in like in groupthink and this idea of cancel culture. Like, that's all left stuff.
Yeah. Very much so. Very, very much so. How much more time do you have?
I have a bit. I was actually going to make a suggestion here. I've been looking through the list and there's a lovely question from, oh God, where did it go? From at Mises Reborn, who will be his running mate. What do you think about making it a bonus episode and we talk about who we think would be a good running mate?
That sounds great.
All right. Yeah. And if there's any more on here you want to discuss, but I feel like that was pretty good.
The only one that I see... Where'd it go? Oh, God. Desktop.
Well, this desktop is your true enemy today.
It is. It just, things are vanishing before my eyes. Okay, there we go. Hugh Dancy asked if his presidency would be the end of his music career or not.
Oh, God, no. Did Trump stop playing golf? Like, Kanye's going to find time to make music.
Yeah, I think that there would be something, right? He'd like produce something. I don't know if we would get an, though I could imagine Kanye saying like, what president has ever dropped an album while in office? Like, if there's one thing I have to do in like the 4 years, it's drop an album while in office.
Yeah. It also, everything Kanye does, it all goes back to like motivating people and showing them they could be more than who they are. Like being president is just an extension of that. It would be the next step of that, showing like, hey, I can do this, you can too. And everything he does while president would be to continue to preach that message and like build people up. And what better way to do that than put out an album while you're president?
And he's kind of been preparing for it for years, right? Like how quickly he turned around Ye.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And solo producing all the Wyoming projects and still having that in his bag. Like, I think he could just spend a weekend locked in Fort David, Camp David, wherever, and really churn out like the best presidential album of all time.
What if he's waiting to drop Yandy when he gets elected? Like, that's going to be his campaign. He's like, if you elect me president, like the day I win, I drop Yandy.
Right.
Then he would be stealing votes away from Biden.
That's my campaign, Yandy. Vote for me, you get Yandy.
One word, Yandy.
Just a hostage situation to start as president. But yeah, I think we can do the vice president as a bonus episode with some of these other questions, because there's some like other interesting ones in here. So we'll do a part two bonus for Patreon in the coming days. So if you want to check out our other bonus Patreon episodes, we've been doing a whole season on hot takes related to Kanye, mini season. You can find them on there, patreon.com/Kanye podcast. And we also have all 100 plus episodes of line by line lyrical analysis that we've done.
Yeah. And are you up for doing this bonus episode right now?
Sure.
Okay. As I say, we could just drop it the same day we drop this podcast. So you can, if you've been hesitant about joining Patreon, like today's the day you can do it.
That's right. Head over there. $5.
Cool.
All right. Well, then we'll be back soon. And of course, as long as there's Kanye content, we'll have Kanye content.
Which means there's going to be a lot of episodes coming out.
Yeah. Thank you for the support, and we appreciate you taking the time to listen.
Yep, stay wavy.
And loopy.
And I am. And they ask me, I tell them. Raise your glasses to the sky. This is the last call for alcohol.